Hey, shit talkers. Welcome back to another episode of In My Opinion with your girl, Lil Sonya.
And I'm motherfucking Toy Mitches.
Hey, Toy, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, Sonya girl, how you doing on this good Friday, baby?
I'm glad the fuck is Friday. I've been waiting on Friday since last Friday.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been serious.
I had missed you last Friday. I missed you too. I had all my notes ready. I was ready to go in on them motherfuckers. And then you slapped me in my face and said, we have to reschedule. I was like,
that's okay. We going in on their motherfucking ass tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one of these bitches you want to get started with?
All they asked was boring this week. I don't know what's going on with the reality TV. All you bitches was boring.
I fell asleep on some shit and had to rewatch it.
They better pick it the fuck up. That's what they better do. They better pick it the fuck up. So we're gonna go with the boringest, which was between Love and Hip Hop Miami, Baddies, and
the Impact Atlanta
and Jasmine. Let's go with Impact Atlanta. Let's just get them out of the way because
the Tucson and Ari show.
Yeah, that episode was about Tucson and fucking Ari. Let's get that out of the way. So let me just cry early and then I can, you know, be my top of my shit later. So motherfucking Impact of Atlanta, honey. That motherfucking Tucson and Ari, what we ain't finna do is drag it, okay? We already know about everything from the social media before y'all even came out. Yeah. So we don't want to hear that. Let this week be the last week that we talk about that, okay? Which I know it's not because we are.
And I just want to say this to Ari. Ari, you lucky Tucson was a man. Because had that been a female, had you spit at me, regardless of what your intent was, you would have got drug.
Yeah, that's the only part I don't agree with. Like, why did you spit at him? But her thing was, she wasn't spitting at him. She was saying, like, bitch, this is you to me. Like, this is how I feel about you now. Like, but girl, no, you still shouldn't have spit.
I don't give no fuck. Period. That's some nasty ass shit. And that says a lot about your character.
Yeah.
A lot about your character.
Yeah.
And you lost some points with me for that.
And Tucson. Give it up, babes, in your words. Give it up, babes. Okay? Give it up. It is what it is. You didn't get the money. Just move forward. It's not that deep.
Your credit was bad, Tucson. Why did you even go to that dealer and your credit was bad? What you thought you was going to get up out of there for $25,000? No,
$20,000.
Since your credit was bad, what you want the money to pay off your credit?
Maybe he thought that the money would talk and his credit would walk.
Baby, bye. He ain't up there yet. He is not an A-list celebrity.
And then my whole thing is like, Tucson, the girl got your teeth done. Whenever you needed something, she was there for you. So it's like, why is we making this a big deal? I wish I had somebody to buy me some teeth.
And then you're going to say she was never really a friend? You need to take that back.
And I love that Tay keeping it 100. Like, he ain't been on motherfucking, what's the name side? He telling each one of them where they're wrong at. I love that for Tay. And you could tell Tay don't like mess.
Yeah.
And I love
it's
that.
Fine. Did you really start a GoFundMe?
Yeah, he started a GoFundMe. You seen that $428 that he raised? I'm finna start a GoFundMe and see if a bitch support me. I don't know what I'm funding, but just like y'all supporting motherfucking Tucson for a motherfucking check that was fake. He ain't get, well, it wasn't fake. He ain't get it.
I want to know, though, where the money at? Okay, you said, Ari said his credit was bad. She wired the money to the dealer. The credit was bad. So where the money at? And just because his credit was bad, do that mean he don't get the money? You going to take back the birthday gift you gave him? I'm trying to understand that.
But this one I don't get too, right? Because why I just lost my whole train of thought because it's so much, it's bullshit. But this is what I don't get. Why, if you want to give him 20, well, she said it was for the car. She said the money was for the car.
Okay, well, take that motherfucker to Chevy. Get him a Malibu or something.
Take him to Nissan. Take him to Kia.
Get him Altima. He could go. He don't have to go to the motherfucker that you go to get your cars.
But it's
you knew he was out of his lane when he did that.
Tucson trying to live this life and follow them, and you can't do that. Like
you better already, go get him a little used Mercedes.
You was already in. What's his name? You was in. What's the name of Shadow? Tay, Shadow. Okay, and then you went to Ari Shadow. Like. Tucson, you're a grown ass man. Nobody owe you nothing, boy. Nothing. Like
you heard him. You heard my sis.
I wish a motherfucker would buy me. Anybody want to buy me some teeth? I want some teeth. Because you giving you
anybody want to give me what 20,000?
Okay, because it's giving you ungrateful, and you feel like you obligated, and
yeah,
people supposed to do stuff for you. Like you really acting like a child.
Then you gonna get in the booth and try to do a diss song against her?
You going too far. You going too far. You don't want to fuck with her no more. Don't fuck with her no more. That's it. That's that. But all that giving that energy, like Tay said, you really have changed. This is not you. You keep allowing people to bring out things in you that I never seen of you. Like
a conversation definitely needs to be had.
But baby, I seen her on the Shade Room doing an interview with them baby yesterday, and her said that she would never be friends with Tucson again. He can die, and she ain't going to his funeral.
Now that's deep. That's deep. Yeah.
And then they released one that they did with Tucson, and I ain't get a chance to like watch his because I think I had got sleepy, and I was like, I'll watch it later. So I ain't watched Tucson at all, but I had caught hers.
Baby,
so, something else had to happen because on this episode she said she's willing to have a conversation with him to save their friendship. But when she said that last night on the Shade Room, something else done happened.
Something else happened. He can't shut the fuck up to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
He always got something going on.
Yeah,
like just sit the fuck down sometimes and just humble yourself. It's okay to be humble.
Yeah,
and because at some point, if you don't. If you keep your shoes unlaced, you're going to fuck around and trip and fall.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, like Ari said, what I'm seeing from her, because this is the part that I cried on. When I tell you I cried for real, I was crying. I was hard down crying because I felt this. She's willing to help anybody that wants to do something with themselves. How she had Gloss to come out there and she told Gloss straight up, like, anything you need.
Yeah.
I have a whole team that will help you. Even if you need me to come do the photo shoot with you, I would do that. So it's not like this girl don't want to see the people around her win too. It ain't like she's trying to keep y'all up under her.
You saw that with her having Tucson at her right-hand side, the cooking show, everything. She didn't have to do that with him.
Yeah.
She did not. She could have found another celebrity to do it with.
Yeah.
She didn't have to put him on. She didn't have to bring him to the limelight.
Yeah,
like seriously, will we really know Tucson without Ari?
No, because we didn't even know him with Tay.
Bingo.
Tay wasn't even giving you the light how Ari gave you the
bingo.
Light. Bingo. Bitch,
bingo.
Just give me the light.
Bingo. So Tucson, humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself, and Ari, I hope you apologize for spitting at. You didn't spit on, but you spit at. That was nasty enough. Y'all need to be adults about this situation.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be his friend. Take mm-hmm. some accountability and move the fuck on.
Exactly. But Tucson, grow the fuck up. Nobody owes you nothing. You're a grown ass man with a dick. She's a woman.
That, get your own car.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Maybe you need to start off with a bike. Work your way up. I'm just saying. If you can't afford no car, I know damn well you can't afford no insurance.
And then did you see how everybody going in on him? My girl brought this to my attention. When he posted that he had got the wagon there.
Girl.
No, people said, baby, it looked like you just went to the motherfucking people's shop and just took a picture of it.
And I think that's what he did. I honestly think that's what he did.
Oh my God. Tucson, you better go to you a motherfucking buy here, pay here till you can get what you really want, baby.
That it's part. Nothing, we'll get you wrong. A little used car.
There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to live above your means. That's what's wrong with y'all.
Look, he better look like back in the day when we used to go through the newspaper and look for a used car that was garage kept.
Yes, bitch. Yes, that's how I got my first car. And I
had what was the papers called? Trading Times or like, some shit like that?
Traders something.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. That's how I got my first car, bitch. And it was what you call it? Intrepid, bitch. They don't even make them no more.
Mine was a Nissan Maxima, and it was a little box car.
So okay, fuck y'all. Next on the docket, enough for impact. Next on the docket, we're gonna go with Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Girl, can we talk about Reverend China? I ain't knocking nobody's transformation. But I just want to talk about Reverend China and Derek. Like, Derek want a party. He going to bring out Black China and she going to whoop his ass.
Derek got me. I was confused. Because I was like, I thought, because she was talking proud of her man, like, we walking this walk together. I ain't walking it by myself. And then he slapped us with,
I'm not sober.
I ain't walking that walk yet. Wait, what?
He said, she's sober. I'm not.
Who told us you was walking the walk with her?
Look, I want to say in Jesus' name, like Auntie D.
You cannot be drinking around this girl. This girl been sober for 2 years. You shouldn't even want to do that. Like, what?
She look good. She look healthy.
I want to see what's going on next week because, baby, the way she turned around and seen that man drinking and that face, how she looked, I want to see what's going to happen, baby.
Baby, she better get the getting. She better get the getting. He going to make a relapse, man. I see it.
He is.
And I don't want that for Angela.
Me either, because she came a long ways. She did a good job. She did.
Yes, she did. Shout out to Angela.
We love you, Black China.
Yes. Love you, boo. Shout out to you.
So what you think about Trina and how everybody?
I knew you was getting ready for that. I'm a little disappointed in Trina. It's okay to be in love, but bitch, you like what 50 something?
No.
You gonna let this boy ruin your career? Because from what I seen, you ain't had nothing but bad luck, and Trick called it out. And then you married. And I don't even think you proud of being married. I mean, you don't want to tell nobody why, because you know what's coming behind it. You know what's coming behind it. And you know you shouldn't be married to that boy.
And it's so crazy because, like, she looks like she's so happy. And it's like, you're not focusing. Why are you not focused?
Wrong. That's it.
Why you not focused? And then when Bobby said, baby, I got some tea, but I want to tell her because we all know how Trina go. Yeah, she going to take up for the man and say she don't want to hear none of that shit. Because that's just the type of person she don't want to hear no gossip about her nigga that she fucking with.
Yep.
But yep. He said that girl talk about the kids. But kids? He got kids? So he got kids.
And you married? Because I want to know if it's a prenup involved. Because you getting ready to be paying his child support.
Baby, nah, you must not ain't seen her interview on Keisha Kiore show.
I didn't.
Okay, so in that interview, Keisha asked her like how she feel about being married and stuff, and did she sign a prenup? And she said no, she didn't. And she said, "What? Why didn't you sign a prenup?" And she said, "Because I'm not worried. Because he brings his money to me. He don't spend a dime unless I allow him to."
So why you ain't letting him take care of his kids then?
She probably don't even know he got kids. Because remember in the email that Bobby said he got, they were shocked too about kids. So he probably don't even, He probably didn't tell her he got kids.
Trina, you lost in the sauce, baby. Trina, are you down there? Can you come up for air?
That dick got her stigmatized.
Or either the tongue, one of the two. It swerve a curse.
But I thought he was this big time realtor.
I wouldn't buy shit from him. I wouldn't buy shit from him.
Bitch, I'm gonna spit out my drink.
You think I'm finna let that motherfucker sell me a house?
But I mean, that's how I thought they met.
He can sell me a 3-5.
That's how I thought they met. She went okay. to a house thingy, and he was there, and he was a realtor, and that's how they met. The chemistry was there. That's how they met.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to know why the fuck Trick snapped on Joy. Like, what the fuck Joy got to do?
He was fed the fuck up.
I was like, now what are you snapping on Joy?
Let me tell you what I think about that toy. I think Trick is really battling some serious health issues. And when you go through shit like that, you tend to lash out at the people you love. He loved the fuck out of Joy. Mm-hmm. Out of Toy. He loved her so much, and she the closest person to him. That's why he lashed out. And Joy, you run your ass up to that hospital. Get to that hospital.
Yeah. But he said it like I'm snapping because he said it. He said I'm snapping because y'all around her and y'all scared like y'all act like y'all scared to fucking say something. Y'all still
they are.
Like say something. Shit.
They are.
Cause they know how she go. That's why they ain't saying nothing.
Did yeah, but she gonna fall so fucking hard. I don't even want to see that for sis. She no. gonna fall hard.
Oh, I pray that she don't. Lord Jesus, I pray that she don't. Damn, I pray
Trina, I'm giving you the big WTF. What the fuck?
Snap out of it, Trina. See,
please,
and see what these people are seeing and talking about. Because sometimes we be so fucking blind. Because I done been there before, girl. We be so fucking blind. We don't want to hear nothing. And the bitch that we be fucking laying up with, the dick be so good, all the tongue be so good, that bitch. It's nothing you bitches can say that gonna make me leave my man.
That's so true.
My man. So right now we get it. But snap
it's out. My husband now, so.
That's true. It's gonna be hard to get rid of his ass because you ain't signed no prenup. And then that one girl said to Bobby that he's a womanizer and he gonna
manipulator, a narcissist, all of that.
Baby, he gonna try to take Trina. He gonna do Trina how married that man did Mary J. Blige.
Woo! Girl, what was his name? He's still talking about her. And I'm a cuss his ass out. Kendu or something like that. Mary is not fat. She is not played out. Get your life and stop hating.
Bitch, he did.
You played out.
He did that dirty. You got child support and everything. Bitch, they ain't got no kids together. How the fuck he was able to get some child support?
That's what happened when you take care of a man for all his life. That's what happened when you take care of him and you ain't got no prenup. You end up taking care of him and everything he come with.
That's crazy to me, bro.
I be damned. Can we get on Flo? Flo. First of all, I agree with Amara. Only broke people announce how much they paid for their house. Bitch, don't nobody care about your $2 million house.
Secondly, that's not her motherfucking house. That's the Airbnb.
Airbnb.
What do she do to get a $2 million house? What do she do? What
maybe
have
she hoeing?
Huh?
What? Maybe she hoeing.
Because what do she do? What did we see that she got money like that? We haven't seen anything from Flo that shows us that she has money like that. Come on, bro. Mm-hmm.
And why you got Marlon working the plantation? He in there as a house nigga. He cutting grass, planting flowers, taking out garbage, wiping windows.
Because his stupid ass want to be back there so bad, so you still duck, pluck a duck, use his ass. Because fuck the good. First of all, I ain't even going to look at you the same anyway. You fuck my sister.
That part.
So whatever she's doing to him, he deserve it.
That part.
He deserve it. Make that nigga get on
I wouldn't even want him around me. I would feel like he me just either. Give off bad energy.
Me either. fuck them kids. We got kids together, but fuck them. Bitch, you get them and
agree
whatever over there. Bitch, you ain't got to be up under me. We don't have to pretend that we together. Fuck you, nigga. You fuck
agreed. Me, agreed.
And Instagram, don't take my shit down. Now, this is not bullying. I'm not harassing anybody. This is we just
my opinion.
Folks, and these are my opinions, okay?
And when her and Zoe Brinks become so cool?
They actually been cool. Again, what broke them up was her sister when they went to Puerto Rico.
Gael, she break up everything.
Yeah. She the one broke them up. They was always friends. You know, let me tell you, them Haitians in Florida, they stick together, okay? So
oh, I believe that.
Yeah. They was always cool. They was always cool, but the sister got, you know, her and Zoe got into it, and like she said, bitch, that's your sister, so bitch, if I'm beefing with your sister, I'm beefing with you too. So it's whatever you hoes want to do. I think
Flo has been looking for a storyline for the last two seasons. She just don't fit into me. I think her and Amara beef is so fucking stupid.
It is dumb. Dumb as fuck. About Safari.
And she talking about some. She asked me, did I want a loan? Bitch, she didn't ask you in front of everybody. She whispered that shit to you and you blew up. And you should have been happy somebody was asking your ass something because they came to evict you. That's what I call unfucking grateful.
You ain't got it now.
Ungrateful with your $2 million house.
So clearly, whatever hot topic, that's her name, whatever hot topic did and dug up that information that someone gave to her, it had to be true because you're not at that same spot anymore.
Yep.
So it had to be true, Miss Mams.
Yep.
I never knew of her until she came on the show. So I never knew of her being a hairstylist in Miami. I never heard of her.
I never heard of her until she came on the show either.
Yeah. But I'm saying that because I'm from Florida and I used to go to Miami to get my hair done. Like, we know in Florida, down south, we know.
Well, you was in the industry, so you know most of them.
All the hot people, we know who the hot people that do hair, like Zoe Bricks, I know her. She used to do hair. Like, I know her from doing hair, and she was rapping and stuff while she was doing her hair. So I know her from doing hair. She had big clientele. I don't know Flo. Joy, I know.
Oh, where you come from?
Yeah, I know Joy from doing hair. Trina's sister doing hair. I know them from that. I don't know Flo. Never heard of her until she came over here on Love Hip Hop. So where do you get this money from to get a $2 million home? That's not your home. That's an Airbnb fucking thing. Prove me wrong, please.
Please prove her wrong. Because I want to know too.
Prove me wrong, please. Because
I want to give a shout out to Eliza Rang.
I love Eliza.
I thought it was so big of you to take accountability when it came to Amara. Mm-hmm. Because that's your friend. And you took accountability that you fucked up. Mm-hmm. And I love that part. That was the best part of the show to me.
Yeah. And I love Eliza. First of all, Eliza been the type of bitch that she always been real from day one before she became somebody. Eliza, that's her for real in real life. Me and her used to dance together. I love me some Eliza. I know her. So.
She a beautiful person.
Yeah.
And anybody can get grimy when they angry, but to take that accountability and apologize, that was real big of you.
Yep. I love that for her. And I'm proud of Zoe too. Zoe doing big things. I'm proud of Zoe.
Shout out to Zoe. Yes, she is. And she coming out her shell.
Yep. Yeah.
Getting on stage, moving and grooving. And keep your man away from Marlon.
Girl, you heard what she said, baby. What they over there talking about? Why is they even talking?
Keep your man away from Marlon.
Why are they over there talking? Get it from
Marlon is a scorned woman right now. Misery love company.
Do you think him and Amara have something going on for real?
Babe, they just making my girl out to be just giving all the cookies out.
Just painting this picture of her that she's a slut bucket. That's
Amara. Crazy. Why are you selling yourself like that, boo? You so pretty. I think you are so beautiful.
It's like they trying to do this storyline for her, but it's not a good look. Because when she came on Love and Hip Hop, like, I loved her. I love, even though they said it was a wig, I loved her.
That fro
Yeah.
was everything.
That was, and I don't know why she stopped winning, because that was her signature look. That
Yes.
was her fucking signature look. And
That's what made her so beautiful. She looked like a natural Barbie doll.
yes. And it was so crazy. You probably see it. I live on YouTube. But Trick and his son did a 20 versus 1. And a girl came on there with the afro. And he
I
was
did
like,
see that.
he said, "You remind me of Alana." But I think her was a wig though.
He was in love with Amara. Remember that? Trick was in. He was trying to hit that. She wasn't going.
He loved him.
She
He
wasn't
loved
going. Trick was in the kitchen cooking neck bones and shit.
But girl, I can't wait, because I want to see what the fuck she doing with Ray J. Like, girl, you and Princess was real
Now that's
friends.
some messy, 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 messy. Princess from Chicago, she gonna tap that ass.
Because you was that girl friend for real, for real. You used to cry and call her and cry to her. Like, girl, you fly as fuck for
Them be
that.
the ones though.
Yeah.
Them be the ones. You gotta watch them.
Who else we need to talk about before we get out there? Nobody. Okay. Next.
Nobody. Next.
Next on the docket. Baddies posting
Girl.
aspect. Wait, how'd you say it? Aspect synthetic, no tummy. Period.
I wonder who wrote that for her. I'm just saying. We know she didn't. We know she didn't. All
Okay.
I gotta say is that the newbies didn't come to play with their ass.
They did not. They did not. But don't just pick fights, bro. Don't just pick fights. Like, have a reason to fucking fight. Don't pick fights. Cause anybody
Bingo.
with long face, ugly ass, how she
How
got
about
that?
Scotty Bourne? Tasiki Bourne too? Did you pull her the
You're not born to me. I know she not, bitch. I bet you I know she not, ho. I bet you she
She's
not.
boring as fuck, and
But
she
let's say
pissed me off
she's
in that fur.
boring. Tasiki don't do anything on the fucking show, bro, from the first season after the
She
first
don't
season.
fight. She don't argue.
She'll argue. She'll do none of that. So what are you saying, Miss Mams? What you
Why
want
is she there? And why the fuck did she have on that fur? That fur was pissing me off.
girl? And I was like, it can't be cold because everybody else dressed hot. Like, what the fuck is you got going on? But Emma looked long. I had to talk about her first because her long face, ugly ass, and just like Scotty said, "Ho, you're a fan. You follow me. It says follow back. So you was a fan, bitch. The fuck is you talking about?" Then you have motherfucking. I don't know how you feel, but to me, Ivy did not beat Jayla.
No, she did not.
She did not
I
beat
don't
Jayla.
think Jayla beat Ivory either.
No, I just finna say that. Like, they stuck in with each other. Blow for blow. Blow for
Yeah.
fucking blow. But I'm not gonna lie. Let me rephrase that. I'm not gonna yai. If you look at Jayla looked like she was scared, but she had to stand on 10 because she said she
Yes.
sat down, but she
Jayla
did
was
look
scared.
scared.
Jayla was scared.
She looked scared. She did
And
look
Jayla, I don't know why you got on Beyonce's internet talking about this the first fight you lost on Baddies. No, it's not. You don't remember Gretch snatching your teeth out at the reunion?
No, that's not no.
This is not the first fight you lost on Baddies. You are a bully. They called you out and they told the truth. You are a bully.
And bitch, I love when she went to when she said, "I thought Rolly bigger than me." Rolly say, "Hey, the
Hey, they done gave the wrong bitch some money.
Oh, that was my part. I was waiting to go to her, baby. I said, "Bitch, I love summer." You know why? Cause bitch, I am summer. Cause me, these are my words. I'd have been like, "So pussy hoe." And guess what? They don't gave the wrong bitch some money on my mama.
She is, like somebody said in the baddies group, she is the wet of baddies, and she is. Wet didn't get no fuck.
I just want someone to shut the fuck up. She was getting on my nerves,
She
though.
not.
She was getting on my nerve, but at the same time, Summer, I love you. Keep doing your shit. Keep popping your shit, and don't let none of these hoes stop you from.
She not gonna shit. Shut up, and she gonna fuck around and be on every season after this if they have them.
Listen, she gonna replace Diamond the Body since Diamond the Body said she's not.
AB, can we talk about that fight when Baby. Tink took up for Diamond? Y'all, Baby. Is y'all bumping coochies?
I just feel like. Tink said, I felt where Tink was coming from. Like, come on, bro. She done went through enough. She got a bust loose. She still got her teeth missing. We don't even be knowing who Diamond be looking at her. I wonders. I was
like, That part. You talking about she was looking at you crazy. All of them came in too early looking for a storyline. Yes. They ain't even let the shit play out.
Yes. Yes. And then, Bad Dolly, you my bitch. But I was trying to understand why you was trying to fight on me. I was trying to understand why you was trying to fight.
Me too.
When all y'all was on the bus saying, oh, you keep picking on the smallest one. You keep picking on the smallest one. So, Bad, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand, Bad. What was that? I'm trying to.
Because she didn't give you a ticket. Bitch, you on the show.
Bitch, I was trying to go back to the audition, and I'm like, I'm trying to understand what she's saying about the audition.
Anna didn't give her no ticket because she had them rings on and she beat that girl up for no reason. That's why Anna was like, I'm not giving her no ticket because she came here with them rings on and beat this girl up for no reason.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is. But okay, so what you mad for, sweetie? You still there? That part.
You on the show.
It's like Tink had to tell motherfucking Summer, okay, why is you talking before... Bitch, don't even say nothing. But why is you doing all, like, you still on here? You still on here? So what the fuck? Why is you doing all? You here? Whether she gave you a ticket or not, but you still here. And that then part. When someone motherfucking called like Biggie the big Dominican, why the fuck you ain't get out there in that paint, bitch?
Biggie.
You always thought shit and hide your hands. That girl calls you out, bitch. And you trying to tell me she didn't call me out. She didn't. Yes, she did, bitch. She said, I want Biggie.
If you want to go home, just put in a notice to vacate. Put in your 5-day notice and get the fuck on. Because I'm tired of you. I'm tired of Tasiki. I'm over y'all. Y'all OGs. Y'all call yourself OGs. Y'all time is up.
Somebody gonna tell her ass up in that house. You see how Natalie put her in the house with the newbies.
Natalie, you bogus. I thought that was bogus as hell, Natalie, to put her in there.
She gonna
tell you bogus as hell. Put Agba in there.
No, the only reason why I feel like she put Biggie in there because how Biggie coming. Hot bitch, you ain't doing nothing. You've got to show me you ain't doing nothing.
What's this? She ain't never put Biggie in the big house, but the first fucking season that Biggie was on it. That's the only time Biggie got to hang with Natalie and them. After that, she really don't fuck with Biggie. She told the truth. She told the truth that she don't fuck with Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
She said,
and then you tried to save face.
Your tummy friend, bitch. Why would I fuck with you when I don't fuck with Tommy? Your tummy friend. So why you keep bringing her back? If it's my show, I'm not bringing them bitch back I don't fuck with. You don't have no control. Favorite. You don't have no control of bringing Tommy, whether Tommy come or go. You
exactly
mean that you don't have no control over that, baby.
Just because she a fan favorite. Biggie's a fan favorite.
She is. But she pissing me off this season. I hope this her last season.
And Biggie, if you mourning, go mourn.
Yeah.
Go mourn, baby.
But she said something about
get that shit out your system, then come back and be a baddie.
But she ain't said nothing about mourning, bitch. She was talking
yes,
about
she her. Did.
I thought she said her lung, she's breathing with a half a lung right now. Who's
yes, that? Because her boyfriend died. That's what she mean by that. Like, she mourning. Yeah.
Oh, well,
she's
take
mourning.
Take that frustration out on these hoes that calling you out then.
Well, go mourn and come back. This will be the perfect time for you to get that shit out so you can breathe with both of your lungs.
Yeah. Because, baby, when Aubrey told her, like, baby, you got to start doing that. Let me talk like Aki Bar. Biggie, you gotta stop doing that. That girl called you out. Bitch, get out there, motherfucker. And then when Jayla was in her face, when Jayla and Aki Bar was in her face, I heard Jayla was in her. She was like, you don't get your ass out there and fight. Go fucking fight. She calling you out. She
you better throw that weight around.
You ain't calling me out, bro. Yes, the fuck she is. What are you talking about, Biggie? She said your name. She's yeah. Biggie. I want Biggie. She said your name, bitch. What are you talking about?
And we talking about Summer. She can't fight either. So
oh, and she little. Like
y'all could have, that would have been a nice little setup.
You could have did Summer. You could have did Summer how Summer did what her name? The little skinny girl.
Oh, she did her so bad.
She slung that little bitch and got on top of her. That bitch said, "You still ain't hit me. You still ain't hit me, baby. What were you?"
But she didn't though. Pay attention. She was hitting her hair and not her head.
Oh, I thought, bitch.
Go back and watch it. She didn't hit her. Me and my daughter was like, "What is she doing? You not connected." She was hitting her hair and not her. You supposed to be down here. You all up here.
You must have turned her face the fuck.
That's why she didn't lump up or nothing, because the way she was on her and punching, that girl was supposed to lump up.
Yeah.
She was hitting her hair. Go back and watch it, sis.
But I love me some legs. Big legs, not the little one.
Yeah.
Baby, when I tell you, Ivory, you ain't whoop legs, baby. You
not at all,
match, honey.
Not at all.
Right with your ass, bitch. You got yes, sir.
She gonna be one of the ones, because all the fights that she had, she did not lose.
She won all of them, like she said, bitch. I'm bleeding because of nose ring. You ain't do it, ho.
Yeah,
you ain't do it. And then she was like, "You already bleeding." And head gonna be yelled at the TV. I mean, you didn't do it, bitch. It's because of her nose ring. Yeah. Like, no, I love
she did not let me down at all.
I love me some big legs, not the little one. And bitch, I want to see her fight Jayla. Yes, bitch, I'm your size.
Yes, I want to see her fight Jayla too. That's gonna be a good lineup. Mm-hmm. But I heard they supposed to have jumped on Jayla.
Ooh.
I heard that on Instagram that the newbies jumped on Jayla.
Who is they though?
I just heard some newbies. They ain't named no names. They just said the newbies jumped on her, and then Jayla got on Instagram saying some shit and tagging Taseki in it. What you tagging Taseki in it for?
What's the thug money? They don't end my life. And that's why I was trying not to cuss and shit.
Who, Instagram?
Yeah, stinking bitches. Yep, content was removed. They probably removed it when I was saying. Fuck yeah. But anyways.
Anyway.
That's why I did it. It says contain encouraging violence and leading to risk of physical harm.
It's yeah. Just our opinion.
Right. All right. Whatever.
That's moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Fuck yeah. But I love big legs. I love me some big legs. I damn sure do. And who else I want to talk about on there before we move on?
I'm done.
Yeah.
It was really boring.
No, this
Sunday was boring.
I don't speak on Aki Bar. I don't speak on her.
She not giving either.
She need to go home. She needed to go home when she went home.
She is not a bad. She is not a baddie. She is not a baddie in that sense, in the Zeus sense.
First of all, do you see when this bitch was talking about she's a motherfucking celebrity? Did you see her say that? I'm a celebrity and a lion. I said, what lion you are and what celebrity you are? You neither. You neither, honey. You're not a lion and you're not a celebrity.
So she thinks because she's been on Love and Hip Hop, she a celebrity.
Yeah, that's what she's thinking because she was on Love and Hip Hop. Baby, you're
not. Well, you were introduced as Candy Burris' cousin on Love and Hip Hop. You're a cousin girl, of a celebrity.
Girl.
No shade.
But it's true though. But
no shade.
I'm glad she gone home. I'm glad we ain't gonna see her all season. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whew. Girl, can we get to the cabaret?
Girl, the motherfucking cabaret. So, Dame Mexico, Dame Mexico,
Pamela.
So, this is my opinion. It was unnecessary at that motherfucking table. I want to know why the fuck they never get a chance to eat.
Dinner with no food.
Do they feed them people at Zeus Network?
No, they keep them like caged up animals. Don't feed them. Give them liquor like they pigeons and just let them out to fight.
Liquor and potato chips.
That's what Sapphire said. She said potato chips and Hennessy.
Casamigos.
That's probably why she had to sit this one out. She was hungry. She was hungry.
But I want to know for real, some real nigga shit, for real. Do you think that motherfucking Hennessy and Neat the fight? Because you could tell when Hennessy won because they was quiet. You could tell when Neat was winning.
I'm gonna give it to Hennessy. Hennessy was like a Power Ranger. She thought she had her down on the ground. She flipped right back up and got her on the ground and went at it. That's why Neek was so mad and screaming and hollering. But Neek, you tried to pick up a storyline in the end, talking about she called you out when she didn't even say nothing to you, really, at the competition. You another ocean. And Ocean, I'm tired of you calling Black women gutter rats. They need to 86 your ass just like they did Erica Mena and Gretch from Baddies.
Whatever happened to Erica Mena's show coming out? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to that? Okay, anyways. I was with Hennessy. I definitely was with Hennessy.
Yes.
Ocean, I want her to go home. She have no type of sex appeal. I've been licking.
She's giving me meth head.
No type of sex appeal.
And then she cried with no tears.
What you think about the people she picked?
No.
I don't
understand. Why did she pick Ocean? I don't know.
Me either. All Ocean good for is the pole. And I said that. You shouldn't let her walk in because you see how they went in the line, and I'm glad they had her at the end, but everybody else gave sex appeal and they was walking in, going on the stage. Ocean, she gave no type of sex appeal.
She looked like a cartoon character. She looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I don't understand why she's there. I just don't understand why Ocean is there. I really don't understand. She needs to fucking go home. But
yeah.
Lex, well, I see Lex is on tour with her, so she made it, but on the show, she didn't.
But she already said it. You know, I'm going to cake it like a G. You might call me and tell me to come on. And Lex, you should have got up with Ocean. I would have drug her.
I thought she was going to fight her, but she didn't. Because, bitch, why is you worried about the motherfucking mic on my motherfucking arm? Why the fuck does it matter?
Why you studying me that hard?
Possessive.
But like, what's her name? Kitty, what's her name? Cat?
Who?
The girl with the, that beat up, old girl that went home. Jigsaw. The girl that beat up Jigsaw. What's her name, Cat?
I think her name
Cat.
I forgot who beat up Jigsaw. Who beat her?
Girl that Andrea called out and said that she was there for her brand, and she was like, "What is my brand?"
Erica.
Her name Erica.
That's Erica. Well, why she shouldn't say that?
She said Ocean was given, can't be trusted, phony, fake, and she is.
Yeah,
she is.
She's up under people. It's like she's up under people using them for information and then carrying that shit and then throwing it in their face when all of them get in front of Jocelyn. That's what she giving.
Yep.
That's definitely what she's giving.
Clout chasing.
Yeah, that's why Hennessy did your eye like that, hoe. That's why, right, though. And somebody gonna beat your ass up worse. But I just feel like the girls that she picked. No, first of all, before we go to this picking part, did you see how she motherfucking said, what's the girl name? Envy. Bitch, when Envy walked off that stage, did you hear when that bitch said, give it up for that bitch that had that motherfucking candle in her pussy?
I know she. Listen.
I was saying, Jocelyn, what are you talking about the girl like that? And she just did a show for you. Jocelyn said, give it up for the bitch that big booty bitch that put that camera in her pussy. Oh my God. That, I don't understand how they take the disrespect from Jocelyn. I just cannot.
Girl, did you see how she went in on Andrea? Was calling her all kind of bitches.
Yes. Yes. And when this pussy asshole said, yes, ma'am. I said, what?
And wait a minute. Danny, why the fuck was you crying?
Danny was crying because Danny said she felt like it was her sister getting in trouble and she couldn't say nothing. She couldn't help her.
When I looked up and saw her, I said, I know damn well she ain't crying.
She said, ho, fight your battles. Bitch, fight. You always fight and then you put Danny in and she fight for you.
They do it the same for each other, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you see that in the comments, the people said, send Dana and Voodoo home.
Andrea home.
Yeah.
She's not. Because they know all her routines.
Yeah, I would say you're not sending them home because you even said it to Andrea, like, you're my friend. So you don't got a bun with them. And, you know, so you ain't sending them home. So stop.
No, they weren't going nowhere, but I'm glad she picked Raven.
I'm happy she picked my boo. You know I was happy, baby.
I'm so glad she picked Raven. I just hope she don't turn on her again.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like Raven been walking. First of all, I couldn't be on the show where I got to walk like I'm like walking on thin ice because she really been like, trying to be out the way and just trying to be obedient when Jocelyn say something like, bitch, I don't want no problems. Bitch, I ain't staring her in her eye. I ain't looking her up and down. Bitch, I'm a little straight ahead. Like, bitch, I ain't doing none of that. So I'm happy Raven finally got her opportunity. She definitely deserved it. That is my fucking favorite.
Shout out to Raven.
I'll always be my bitch. I ain't pushing out on her for none of them hoes. I love
I knew Diamond was going home. I was waiting on her to be eliminated.
First of all, Diamond should have been eliminated because, like she said, she didn't stick out enough. And then, girl, you just had a baby. You out of shape. You tired.
That part.
So that you should have just got your body right and then came on the next season.
She came for a little check.
And she came.
For a little check.
Because both of them was crying. Raven was crying. Raven like, bitch, my bitch ain't with me.
Yeah, because she was like, who's texting? She was like, it's me texting you. She was like, don't text me.
Don't do that.
I was so mad when Ocean got a text. I want to break my TV.
Man, I was like, why the fuck is she staying, bro? Why is she staying?
I was so mad when she got and had on them flooding ass pants with them ugly ass shoes. Looking a hot mess.
I'm glad what's the name ain't stay though. What the ugly girl name in that I kept jumping in when Hennessy and Nick.
Oh my God. What is her name? With the cheap red wig.
Yeah, that synthetic ass wig. I'm glad she didn't stay. I'm glad she got sent home.
And I told you she wasn't gonna keep your girl with the locks. I told you she wasn't gonna keep her.
And then I was mad and wanna fight.
Yeah, you went out like a sucker, Isis, because you should have pimped that shit off and just went on about your biz. You got your check. You did the video. So that means you're going to get a check every time they run that video. You good. You went out like a sucker with that fighting in the end. Because and then it looked like you got beat up.
Don't it? Because, baby, how her hair went from long to short? I was so confused. I was like, okay, is it or is it not her hair? Because I'm talking about everything was off for you. And then your short dress was showing. And you're like,
oh God. Like, what security out of? What happened?
I was confused because I was like, she had long dreads and then now it's short.
And I like the way Lex said at the table and told Jocelyn, can't no bitch send me home. Can't no bitch send me home, but
yeah, she's like, can't no bitch send me home. You can. And then that bitch, Neek, I don't shut up unless Jocelyn told me to shut up.
Girl, I was hoping she snatched her up too.
Girl, I'm looking at the TV like, bitch, read the room. How she wants you to shut the fuck up.
And they trying to warn you.
Yes. And
I want Neek and Ocean to go home so bad.
I was proud that Jocelyn did not get out of character and snatch Neek up and fight her. I was shocked because you know that's what she's normally would do. So I
wanted her to.
She didn't do that. And then when she went to talking about she feel her, how they people used to call her dirty and all this shit, and she had to fight 10 hoes at the Ryu. I said, girl, I remember that. Jocelyn, I remember that bitch. And you be all that.
Huh, Stevie went crazy.
You be all they ass, girl. I remember that, Jocelyn. Mm-hmm.
Did her big one. But that's what that coca leaf do to you, baby.
I thought she was free from
Jocelyn. I'm talking about on the reunion when her and Stevie cut up.
Yes, girl, my hair grew back. Y'all got it. That's y'all. Y'all
went. That was random.
Not because somebody on Facebook saying your hair grew back. I'm sorry. I'm live on Facebook.
Oh God.
Shit.
She's having some yes, girl. My hair grew back.
I'm sorry.
That was real random.
Sorry.
Y'all gotta excuse my sister. She got happy shit.
Yeah, for real. But I just feel like Lex, even though, like I said, I see that Lex is on the tour with her and she's starting her first movie. So proud of her.
Shout out to Lex.
Let's go, Lex.
Lex with the mic on her arm.
But I love that. I wish she would have picked Lex because Lex fine and Lex pretty as fuck. And
yeah, I just don't like her eyelashes. She looked like lamb chop.
What she
I don't like that shit. Lamb chop. Hell, it's lamb chop. Play alone. Yep.
I can't stand you.
She looked like lamb chop. I don't like that. I don't like that for you, Lex.
I can't stand you, bro.
You know what? Since you want to call black women gutter rats, you giving me Eminem from 8 Mile. That's what you giving me, Trailer Park Trash.
And then nobody likes you, Osha, because you don't see in the comments, baby. I be reading them comments, baby. They be
nobody like her.
They be talking about, now why y'all let her get her hair braided? Y'all just letting this bitch do what the fuck she wants.
And then they all going this way. She going this way.
So offbeat. So fucking offbeat, bro. So offbeat. But let's see what next week gonna bring. Because how it was, everything was tricking me. Like
it always does.
Everything was going, it was seen like even with Impact Atlanta. Do a little quick rundown. Impact Atlanta was giving me like it was the last episode. I'm like, why are they doing this? Then Jocelyn was giving me like that was the last episode. And it's like, why is they doing this? And then when I seen the preview, I think when I was like, okay, so we get an episode next week because this was giving that it was the last episode.
I knew it wasn't. And I'm going to tell you why I knew it wasn't, because she never said who won the $50,000. Only one of them supposed to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When she sent out the text, and they all got on the bus. I'm like, okay, so what about the $50,000?
Who you think gonna win? I don't know. For some reason, I feel Raven gonna win because Raven had proven herself this season, and I really feel like she's.
I'm rooting for Ray. I'm rooting for her to win. It's gonna either be Raven, and I don't know why I want to say Hennessy.
Me too. I want to say Hennessy too, but I'm more lean to Raven, I guess, because I'm not being biased, but I'm telling y'all hoes, like, I be liking y'all, but I love me.
But you, we know how Jocelyn is, though. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn act like a Gemini.
Mm-hmm. But I am. I said that too. She's one of them too. I said, if not Raven, I feel like it's going to be Hennessy. And the reason why I say Hennessy is because everybody was against her. And she is somebody that didn't have to audition and she brought her own. And she's seen how everybody hate her and she's still standing in the paint and still be focused and don't give up and still dance.
Yep.
And
show up. Even her own so-called friend.
Yep.
Rosé, you piss me off. You pissed me off in the end. You showed me your true colors, and you one of them bitches I can't stand. That's why I don't even use the word friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
use it no more. You see, when I'm talking to your sister,
don't. Either you my sister or you just an associate.
Yeah. I'm going to call you by your name.
Bingo. We'll call you something else if you get on my nerves.
Exactly. That's it. That's all. Period.
I thought you was a true friend. I thought you was down from when y'all had that talk in the little garden, and you know what I'm saying, and y'all knew what them hoes was on. You went and you chose a side. I want you to stay there.
You just switched up for nothing. Like, you just switched the fuck up for nothing. And it's like, why? Why did you switch like that for some fucking money? Like, if y'all came on that bitch together and y'all said y'all was gonna eat together, like,
she was tired of getting beat up.
Puss asshole, scary bitch. I'm sorry. I had to get that out.
Well, I just want to let the listeners know, next Friday, it's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is.
We ain't going to be live, but okay. I'm gonna do a marathon of every show we done did.
Oh, I like that. That sounds good.
Okay. Friday after Thanksgiving, we doing an In My Opinion marathon, and we're going to run it back from the first show all the way up to now.
Okay, look at you. I like that idea, honey, because I was saying that. I was like, okay, so are we doing the show after Thanksgiving? Because today was my last show, so all this week that I'm off, I'm taking a vacation, and I'm not returning until December the 2nd. And then December the 2nd will be the last day of season 5 for a Successful Toy Podcast. And I don't return back for season 6 until December the 6th.
Because you the hardest working bitch in podcasting. This bitch got shows scheduled all the way to February, March. Trying to be like you, Toy. I'm working on it. I'm up to January.
Period, Pooh. And it's be so crazy because when people be reaching out to me, they be like, you ain't got nothing open until all the way January. I'm like, baby, I got shows in February. Like, literally. Yeah. I just ain't promote the flyers because I promote my flyers the week of.
As the show getting ready, come on, yeah.
I ain't. Mm-mm. So yes, your girl is booked all the way up until February. You know, I still got some dates that y'all can squeeze in or whatever. But yeah, my season 6 start December the 16th. I'm very excited about that because I
yes.
Listen, little background, real quick, before we get off. And y'all need to follow In My Opinion Podcast. Go listen to us over them on all platforms. But follow my YouTube, Successful Toy. That's where I stream In My Opinion Podcast with my host, motherfucking Lasagna, period. My motherfucking sister, bitch. But anyways. So this is our 7th episode.
Yep.
This is our 7th episode, and y'all know what the number 7 is. Don't play with us. Don't play with us. Don't play with us. Come on, bitch. Don't play with us. But, yeah.
We got some more shit for y'all. Mm-hmm. But it's the holiday time, so we're going to get in where we fit in. Like I said, we're going to do the marathon. We're going to do that shit again when Christmas come around because I'm taking me a little vacation. My birthday coming up, January 7th. So,
what you do for your birthday? What you gonna get for your birthday?
Girl, I gotta go somewhere. I go somewhere every year. I gotta get up out of here, out the desert. I might not go nowhere. I might just go to Cali. I might just drive to Cali and chill there, cause you know I'm trying to move down south.
Yeah, I can't wait. Are you still gonna come?
Yes, ma'am.
Period. Pooh. I can't wait.
Yes, ma'am. The goal is August 2025 to be out of here.
All the way in August.
Yeah, I gotta wait on my baby to graduate. That's my baby graduated in May. Whatever school she go to, whatever she picks, she talking about going to Baltimore.
Is she
get her settled in, then I can get myself settled in.
Period. Because, baby, we got some things popping off. We ain't telling y'all because y'all be costing y'all nuts. Y'all be acting like y'all be happy for a bitch, but y'all don't really be happy for a bitch. That's why I just be popping out and showing motherfuckers. I don't even talk about or brag about nothing I do no more. I just pop out and show y'all. That's it, period.
That's it. That's all. And we running out of time, Toy. We got to go, y'all. Bye-bye.